Well, we will go ahead and start. I probably don't even need a microphone, except that I think it's going through the camera. We're right in the middle of this Alive teaching series, and many of you have probably been here, and it's been kind of challenging or weird or different, and that's totally okay. This teaching series, it's about the church. It's about you. It's about God. And it's about the truth. When someone could walk into a church and walk out an hour later and still feel hurting and lonely and broken, there's something wrong, something significantly broken. When church becomes about how good of a communicator someone is rather than how good the God we worship is, something is significantly wrong, something significantly broken. When the majority of the people in my neighborhood would describe their experiences with church as boring or irrelevant, something is significantly wrong, something significantly broken. This Alive teaching series, it's our attempt to begin to understand a little bit more about what church looks like and what church really is, and in that embrace the life that Jesus longs for us to have. As we're going to start, I've got a quick video clip we're going to play. So sit back and take a look at this. In a sense, this summer we've taken the red pill, and we're diving into the truth. Scriptures say that, like everyone else, you have been born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot taste or smell or touch, a prison for your mind and your heart and your soul. And the truth is that Jesus has broken that bondage, and he's given us a gift of each other, a gift of all of us together, the church. And when loneliness seeps in here, burdens, when tangible needs engulf our world, when hopelessness burdens our minds, when we feel just as imprisoned here than before we experienced the life of Jesus, something is broken, something's wrong, something's not right. Unfortunately, I can't tell you, there's no words to explain what the depth and the fullness of the life that Jesus offers looks like. I can't explain that. I can't tell you what that's like. You have to experience it for yourself. So, today is titled Living Fully. It's not going to be a sermon. It's not going to be preaching or teaching today. You will experience what the life, what fullness of the life of Jesus looks like on your own, by yourself. And I believe that through that, teaching and preaching is going to happen. So I want you to just sit, and I want you to listen to two passages that I'm going to read, and then I'll explain what we're going to do from there. First one comes from a book called Mark, chapter 10. Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, that is the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and he came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and he followed Jesus along the road. Second one comes from Psalm 34. "I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all of my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him." We believe that as a church, as individuals, sometimes we are blind to the things that are right around us. Sometimes we can't see the life that Jesus longs for us to live. Sometimes we're handicapped or broken, and we cannot experience the life that Jesus has for us. So today, we're going to taste and see the Lord. We're going to cry out for his name. We're going to wait and we're going to listen for his voice. Here's how we're going to do that. Today, rather than preaching or teaching like you might have it in your mind, we're going to do it a little bit different way. And together, we're going to work through a set of five stations. They loop around the hallway here, and you can go to each station. You'll go on your own, and you'll sit at one station, and there's instructions there. They're all really easy and self-explanatory. You can sit at the station, and you can do what it says. You can read through some different passages there. And you can take as long as you want. We're not in any hurry. We set aside a lot of time to just work through these stations. So take as long as you want at each station. If you look ahead to the next station and you see that someone is still there, be patient and just wait for a minute and let them experience as long as they want. And then when they move on, then you can move on to that station as well. So while you're waiting to move through these stations, we're going to have these passages scrolling up on the screen. We're going to also have some music that will kind of has a key part that we're going to talk about when we all come back together. So when you're ready, you can start on this side over here. You can move through the stations. Go for it. I think everyone's had a chance to work through the stations. In a few minutes, we'll just get together and we'll kind of work through. I think some of you may have already begun to talk through and work through your experience with the stations, which is great. In a few minutes, we'll just get together. And as we go, as we can talk just a little bit and share a little bit of your experience with the stations. But before we do, I want to celebrate together one of the things that Jesus calls us to do as a church, one of the ways that we experience unity, one of the ways that Jesus calls us to remember who we are together and why we're here, and us to worship him. And he says you can do that by sharing together, eating together. And he says that there's bread, and that symbolizes his body, which we know also symbolizes all of us together. And he says his body was broken for us. And then he says, and he holds up some wine, and he says, this wine is my blood, which was spilled out on your for you. And then he says, I want you to eat, and I want you to drink, and I want you to share this together. And when you do, I want you to remember the things that I've done for you. So as we've experienced scriptures and worked through some very specific things, let's share together in remembering Jesus. So I'm going to bring this, and I'm just going to set it kind of right in the middle, and you can grab that, and we'll do that together. But before I do, let me pray. Let's pray together. God, thank you. Thank you for meeting us here. Thank you for teaching us. Thank you for speaking. Thank you for your Spirit. And as we listen, we hear you speaking into our hearts, into our lives, into our worlds, wherever we are, and whatever we're going through. And God, we know you're here. You're with us. And we praise you. We thank you for that. And as we prepare to share in communion together, God, we remember you, we worship you, and we thank you for your body that was broken and your blood that was spilled so that we might be free from the bondage, from the prison. And it's in your name that we pray, Jesus Christ. Amen.